Hi, this is a follow-up visit. Justin Walker, J, you like Japan, U-S-T-I-N, Justin Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, date of birth 6/29/1982, date of accident 7/20/2022, and date of services 8/24/2022. Justin Walker is here for follow-up evaluation, and he reports that his pain in the neck is around 5 to 6. Pain in the lower back is 2 to 3, and it has largely been resolved. Headaches have also disappeared, and lower back is 80% improved. The pain in the shoulder bilaterally is 5 to 6. He is able to do the abduction or active motion up to 130 degrees, after which he develops pain. The neck pain is not radiating to the arms or fingers, and so is the lower back pain, which is not radiating to the buttocks or legs as numbness, tingling. Patient report that usually the pain level is between 4 and 5, and the ADLs are not gravely affected, except he report that work is affected 7, general activity mood is affected 6, and the rest of them are less than 5. Patient reports 60 to 70% improvement in his symptoms, especially the back pain. The headaches are disappeared. In the system review, neurology and psych patient report that he's suffering from fatigue, tension, depression, and he does not have any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout. He has no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He has no lack of focus, lack of concentration, no confusion, disorientation, and he has no loss of memory. Patient does complain of depression but denies any anxiety, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a severe stiffness of the neck and neck pain, as well as mid-back pain, upper back pain only, and shoulder pain. No difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine or blood in the urine. And in the respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that he has significant improvement in his pains and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Tramadol. And substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana and alcohol to relieve some extra pain. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. Physical examination, blood pressure is 138 over 101. Pulse is 104. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 7/25/2022, dictation number 0803-034, as well as 0803-046. The patient is, please use a general review, musculoskeleton, and extremities examination only. Thank you. Please mention that sacroiliac joint is non-tender, and all the testing for sacroiliac joint, especially the left side, are negative. So there is a negative Faber test, negative Gosselin test, negative compression test, and negative distraction test, please. Other than that, rest of the exam is the same. Also, in the musculature, please mention that all the muscle spasm has disappeared and gone better, and there is no trigger points in the trapezius muscle or any other muscle. The treatment plan is to continue all the medication, which is Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Scalexin 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Gabapentin 600 milligram for neuropathy and headaches, Tramadol ER 100 milligram to be taken, and Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch are ordered. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. The patient has been ordered a physical therapy 3 times per week, along with work disability, housework replacement, and transportation health. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time, and a decision will be made to look into the MRI if the pain continues. Thank you.